from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
This is the third in our six-part series. I had to double-check there because we've got quite a few in this series. The third in our Recasting Learning and Development series, in which we are looking at now as the opportunity to rethink how corporate learning and development is done. Previously, we've looked at leadership and also the need to recast learning and development. And this week, we're going to look at technology. So, Nigel, when we're thinking about recasting learning and we're thinking about technology, what should we be thinking about?
We should definitely be thinking about technology. That's the first part. And anyone who thinks that they can recast learning without completely realigning around technology is being very naive. There is so much now. And the idea of L&D outside the enterprise technology infrastructure, superstructure, is kind of scary and negative and not the thing to do. So you've got to embrace technology. But there's a great danger, and sometimes encouraged by suppliers, that technology is the solution. In other words, if you buy the right package, everything else falls into place. And I think from a long history of experience and painful lessons, that is not true. That you can buy the technology, and if you don't create the conditions where the technology transformation can take place, not much will happen. And I suspect there are many organizations who've put large amounts of investment into a big, super duper, all-inclusive technology package. And after 6 months, curiosity dies and it ends up being like a desert in the organizational landscape. No one goes near it, partly because you haven't prepared the ground, partly because there's a culture in the organization that says, if you've got time to mess around on that technology, you're clearly not doing your job. And at the moment when people are worried about their jobs and their job security, there'd be even less incentive to use the technology. If you prepare it correctly though, if you build a climate where the technology is enabling, it allows you to do the things that you've already decided that you need to do, that technology is not just a great investment, but the key to the future, the key to literally transforming the organization, transforming the performance and output of the organization, and transforming the way that your employees understand learning. So I think this is a very important conversation. Do it right, you get the reward. Do it wrong, you waste your money, essentially.
And when it comes to the learning and development team itself, we're talking about developing a kind of culture around technology, and research such as Emerald Works Health Check suggests that there's a paucity of technology skills. So when we're thinking about recasting learning and the role of technology in that, what can learning teams do to ensure that they are developing the right skills to make this happen?
Go into partnership is the first thing. That if you think learning can do this outside the general IT organization and without the support of the IT teams, you're mistaken, because IT is going to be a lot richer than learning in virtually every circumstance. IT is powerful. Align with them, learn those skills, and just go see what other people are doing and the kinds of skill base that is necessary to manage that technology. One of the things that suppliers will gladly do is put you in touch with other customers. And very few organizations do more than a cursory phone call. I know that this may be tricky at this moment, but at some point you will be able to visit those organizations, go in, see what they're doing. And if they have roles that are unfamiliar to you, get the job descriptions, work out the competencies. So find out what the gaps are before you start panicking. Because sometimes the gaps are quite small. Like, it's not a big leap from being, say, a database administrator to being a learning analytics specialist. You've got the technical skills. You've just got to twist those skills to be much more useful to the organization. So start with what you've got. Don't think you've got nothing there and you have to start from scratch. You will never need to start from scratch. You may need to add maybe one person or max two, but the idea is that you take the people you've got and switch them, transform them digitally in exactly the same way as that you think the organization needs to be transformed. Mirror what's going on macro in the micro climate of learning and development. That's absolutely fundamental, I think, to getting it right and getting it aligned and getting some impact in the business as a whole.
Right. Well, let's leave it there. That was the third in our six-part series on recasting L&D. And next up, we will be looking at the role of content and resources. So for today, Nigel, thanks very much.
Always a pleasure, Martin. From scratch.